Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, September 16th, through Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. September 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, true peace comes from true obedience to my commandments. Your obedience is true only if it is based upon love. Holy love seeks to please me in all ways. Therefore, such a soul knows my commandments and searches his heart to be certain that he is obedient in every way. The soul who pleases me can discern the difference between good and evil and lets no situation slip by without making such a determination. The soul who loves me wants to love me in all ways. His discernment of good versus evil is based upon this love. Such a love is a challenge. However, the one who loves me is not afraid to open his heart to scrutiny and to examine his conscience in the light of love. Face the challenge of love with courage. I will always be present to help you." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you cannot accept my divine will unless you first accept my omnipotent power to work through people and situations. I see consequences, responses to grace, and long-term effects of situations that you do not see. All things work together towards each soul's salvation. If the soul stays on the path of holy love, to me, nothing is impossible. I create all things, all people, and even time itself. I have power to influence free will that you do not see. I can work around free will choices, even in the most stubborn of cases. My solutions are very often not your own. If, however, you love my will for you, you will lovingly wait for my will to come to fruition." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My holy and divine will knit together in each person's life and leads the soul to salvation. While I do not take sadness out of the world, I do add hope to each situation, the hope of salvation. All grace is given to lead the soul to his salvation through holy love. Concede that it is only through salvific grace that the soul reaches heaven. Grace can and often does come to you as a cross. The cross helps the soul turn to me, his Creator, and allows me to show my power. Always have hope in your heart. It is hope which allows me to fill your hearts with trust. Always trust that my will provides the best solution. Never give in to discouragement or despair. These are from Satan. My omnipotent will provides the way of peace amidst adversity. A note is given to read Psalm 3, 3 through 4. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Another note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 10 through 11. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, My children, the reason I speak to you daily is to make you more responsible to living in holy love in the present moment. For this is how you will be judged. I judge only hearts, not social status, worldly accumulation of goods or influence in the world. I allow crosses in your lives as a means of attaining salvation for yourselves or others. I desire your love and devotion to me first and foremost. Use the present moment towards this end, your salvation and the salvation of others. Consider the present moment as a gift to use towards your own spiritual welfare and or the welfare of others. Live in holy love as a means of attaining this goal. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Today I wish to discuss with you the virtue of patience in adversity. This is a powerful sign of deep personal holiness. It is a sign of acceptance of my divine will. My son was the essence of this virtue as he carried his cross. The soul who is patient when all seems to be against him shows me not only that he accepts my will for him in the present moment, but that he has the patience to wait on my timing to resolve the problem at hand. No one goes through life on earth without facing dilemmas with other people, or certain situations. Impatience with these problems makes everything more difficult. If you await my timing, you will save negative energy. Oftentimes, you must take advantage of solutions at hand. This, too, requires patience. The patience to accept help. The patience to take certain actions to resolve issues. The grace is recognizing solutions and acting on them patiently. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For what credit is it if when you do wrong and are beaten for it, you take it patiently? But if when you do right and suffer for it, you take it patiently, you have God's approval. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 21st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, in the world you are passing from one season to another. Let this be the season of deeper personal holiness through belief in the truth. Search out the truth by not accepting the propaganda of the news media summarily. Too often, there are agendas presented as the truth in the media. To find the truth, you will find that you must second-guess what you are being told. Financial profit is very often the culprit behind falsehood. Fear is promoted as fear of disease, which eats away at the soul's trust in me. Understand that my divine will is greater than any germ or bacteria, any virus or any vaccine. Fear is useless and overwhelms common sense caution. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 22nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Trust in my divine providence is based upon your belief in my love for you. If you know in your heart that I love you, you will understand that whatever comes to you through my divine will is always, in the long run, for your best. I lead you to your own salvation in every present moment through people and events which come into your life. Nothing is by accident. If you follow the lead of my divine will, you will please me, and I, in return, will try to please you. Each soul has his share of problems. However, it is through your trust in me you can resolve difficulties and still remain on the path of salvation. Love and trust are partners in your salvation. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 through 7 and 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.